With social media today, we can often put up a front so others won't see the real us. But God is calling us to be real. No matter how imperfect we are, God still wants us.
Hey friends, thanks for joining us for the Messiah's Misfits podcast. No matter where you are in your walk of faith, this podcast is to help you grow and learn. I'm your host, Mary Ventress, and I'm joined with my friends Randall and Josh Newby.
Hello.
Good evening.
Nice to hear y'all. We all made it here today. In today's episode, we will be talking about being real. What is being real?
We ought to get this subject real well.
The real, real.
The real, real. The real, real. Wow. I think it's a great subject to discuss for people that might be everyday life.
Struggling.
Going through different things of life. And, you know, sometimes I think it helps encourage people to know that we as Christians are going through the same storms.
Right.
You know, when the Bible is clear, he said that it rains on the just and on the unjust. But the sun also shines on the just and on the unjust. Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's a very good topic for us tonight to look at some biblical characters and the people that, especially David, in the book of Psalms, he was an open book.
Mm-hmm.
His life was an open book. And so I think we can look at some of his scriptures tonight and just see some of the areas of his life.
When we talk about being real and we talk about David and Moses and Ruth and all these people, you know, they all went through some of the same things that we go through. However, maybe on a larger scale, but we can relate to them. We can relate to what they went through. The sufferings. I always think about the disciples and how hard it must have been for them to be away from their families so much. You know, we have men and women today who travel for work and they're away from their children, their husbands, their families. And, you know, that's not an easy thing to do. They miss out on special events that are hard for them. We all go through that. But we can all get through it together. God will bring us through those hard times, those times of struggle. Or maybe you've just had a bad week at work and you're exhausted. You know, he will bring us through that. He will give us the strength we need.
I think if people realize that not just because we're Christians, not everything is rosy.
Yeah.
A rose garden.
Yeah.
Not everything is just sparkly and
right.
Tiptoe through the daisies.
Right.
As long as we live in a fallen, broken world, there's going to be problems.
Absolutely.
But if we see this and know that God still is there for us, I mean, he told Paul, he said, my grace is sufficient.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Thank God for that.
Yes.
Man, we can always go back to that. When our world's falling apart, seems to be falling apart, our relationship with God is still vibrant.
Right.
It's still flourishing. You know, when we talk about real, the definition of real is genuine.
Right.
And I think that's what people need to see in the body of Christ, is that we're genuine people.
We are, yes.
You know, and I think honesty, mm-hmm, goes a long way with that. Just being honest with people, being in the ministry for, 30 years, I guess. Well, see, people, a lot of time they come to church and they wear masks.
Right.
You know, they may be hurting on the inside,
yes,
but they come, they put their fake smiles on, they put their hallelujahs on. And
absolutely.
But inside, they're hurting.
Well, and they also, you have the people that want to, on social media, paint a perfect,
yes,
picture. You know, this is my family. We're perfect. Then the camera goes off, and they're trying to kill each other behind the, you know. And so that's life.
They want this utopia atmosphere.
Exactly.
And it's unexistent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mom would get us ready for church, you know, fighting all the way. Don't want to go. Didn't want to get the car. Get in the car. Where's your shoe? Can't find the shoes. Get it, you know. And you're all just frazzled.
Have a knockdown drag,
yes,
before you on the way
all
to
the
church.
Way to church. And then get out, and mom's like, you better act right now. It starts right now.
Put your smile on and get in there.
Yes. Yeah. And then so you walk in as this perfect family that just tried to kill each other in the parking lot.
Yes.
You,
yes,
know, that's life.
That is.
That is what it's all about.
And I think we can all agree to that.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. We live in an imperfect world because it's broken, because there's so much sin. And that's the culprit that's behind it.
Yes.
But I think this program today is it just being genuine and letting people know that we're not trying to bring a counterfeit gospel.
No.
I think that's probably a good word, or something that's painted artificial.
Right.
But just be real. I mean, Jesus was real with his people, the disciples. Peter, you know, had his issues.
Mm-hmm.
But man, God said, Peter, I see you as a rock.
Right.
You know, sometimes God needs to show us who we are real on the inside, and more so what we see ourselves. I mean, he told Gideon, he said, Gideon said, well, I'm afraid, I'm fearful, I'm the least in my family, I'm the poorest, I'm nothing. But when God came down, he said, Gideon, you're a man of valor.
Right.
You know, we need to see how God sees us through his love.
Absolutely.
Through the blood that we have been forgiven.
Yes.
And that we can treat this, because the Bible is full of characters that are real.
Right.
David had real problems.
Yes.
Real issues. He was a real person.
Yes.
You know, sometimes I think we paint them as patriarchs of these being different breeds of people, but...
But he was a hot mess.
Yeah.
On certain days. I mean, it was a train wreck. I mean, when you read about it...
But God said, David, you're still a man after God's own heart.
That's right. But, you know, I feel like we put ourselves down so much. You know, I can't do this, or it's too hard, or, you know, let somebody smarter than me or somebody better than me do it. That's not true. You could do anything you decide you want to do. Now, it may come easier for some people.
Right.
But you can still do anything you put your hand to.
Absolutely.
And he says he'll give you the strength. He said, come unto him, and he will give us rest. He'll give us, this, you know, just call on him. That's all we have to do. I was reading in Romans 12:9, and it says, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, and cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. You know, that scripture... You know, if we say more to one another, hey, you know what? You're doing a good job. Great job doing that. Right. You really went out of your way, and I appreciate that. It's not that hard to say that to people.
Right.
But, you know, so many times it's, oh, well, you did a good job, but you could have done it a little bit better if you'd have done it the way I told you to.
Yes.
Okay? And that's our human nature, our rising up.
Well... it just goes back to the subject, real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lot of qualities, characteristics about us, and that we're all individually different.
Yes.
And so we're not going to do everything the same as there.
No.
But if we allow, I think Josh, he taught me what delegation was when he was very young.
Oh, really?
I had... asked him to go do a certain thing. And a little bit later on, I said, did you do that? And he said, yeah, I took care of it. Well, come to find out, he delegated it. He delegated it to somebody else. So in a sense, he did it.
Mm-hmm.
But he asked somebody else or delegated it to somebody else. Now, it's not how I would have done it.
Right.
But he did it.
And
he
got
it
done.
He got
That's
it done.
Right. That's right.
And so I think, you know, so how we do things, because we're individually different, we're real people.
Sure.
But we may do things in a real different way.
Well, you know, and that's why we have so many churches. That's why we have so many preachers.
Yeah.
Because there are so many ways, you know, to preach the word. There's so many ways to praise the Lord that... You know, and each one of us does it in our own special way. Like me, I want all the old hymns. Maybe not an oldest hymn as you come up with sometimes, but old
From
hymns.
1836.
But in either way, I mean, that is where, you know, Power in the Blood, everybody knows that's my favorite. You know, we could sing that every Sunday, and I'm fine with it. But not everyone in the church wants to hear Power in the Blood every Sunday,
yeah.
You know? So we each, like you said, we are each individual, we're different, and we do things different from one another, but that doesn't mean that we are not serving the same God.
Right.
And that we're not getting the job done, maybe just not in the same way.
Well, there's an old song.
Oh, no.
There's an old
we're
song.
We're getting in the Wayback Machine, people.
You started it, Mary.
I know.
You
I
started
did,
it.
That says, my God is real.
Yes.
He's real in my soul.
Yes.
You know, and so, you know, music plays a big part in our life.
It
because
does.
We are a real people serving a real God. And a lot of time we serve in a real church.
Yes.
You know, in the midst of a real church, there's going to be different varieties and different ways.
Absolutely.
And as long
yes.
as we, you know, the deliverance may be different, but we cannot afford to change the message.
No.
That has got to remain stable and real. In many ways, how we present it may be different,
yes.
but the message has got to remain real and strong.
Oh, yeah.
And I was looking at the people there, the people in Acts chapter 6 when they were talking about serving the tables. And it says, look out, you among seven men of honest report. So they had a realness about them, an integrity that they saw them as being honest.
Right.
And he said, not only being honest, he said, but I want you to seek out men full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom.
Amen.
That right there will make the difference.
It will make the difference.
You know, in spite of our flaws,
mm-hmm.
as long as we got the Holy Spirit leading us and orchestrating in our lives, I mean, we got to understand, we're on a potter's wheel,
mm-hmm.
and God is the one who's pumping the pedal, the treadle,
right.
that is spinning the wheel,
mm-hmm.
that is trying to remove the flaws
right.
and the mistakes out of our life. And, you know, when we're on that wheel, that's the daily lives that we go through.
Absolutely.
That's the trials, that's the temptations, and sometimes the wheel goes faster
right.
than sometimes the wheel goes slower.
Yes.
But that's what makes us real. And God accepts our flaws.
He does.
That's the, you know, when we're honest
mm-hmm.
before God, that
yeah.
takes us a long way with God.
It does.
You know. Just being real with ourselves.
Yes.
Being real with God.
Yes.
Because when they were honest and full of wisdom, he said, now whom will we appoint over this business?
Mm-hmm.
So here we are as Messiah's misfits. We may have real hiccups in our life.
Right.
Real issues. But God said, hey, I see bigger things for you.
Yes.
You don't have to beat yourself up or just tear yourself down. I want to appoint you over my business.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
How awesome is that? And Stephen was a man of faith. He was full of the Holy Ghost. And because they were obedient, the Word of God began to increase.
Right.
Because they were real.
Yes.
And so we can come with our issues, but I think just let people know it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Right. Yeah.
You know, we want to do better.
Yes. Yes.
We definitely want to strive to do better.
To be perfect.
Mature. And
mm-hmm.
that's all part of it. We're going
right.
to make mistakes because we're immature people. I mean, even God says to get off the milk and start getting on the meat
right.
of the Word.
Well, you know, if you take a professional athlete, whatever sport he's doing, he is going to work every day to be the best athlete.
Yeah.
He wants to be number one.
Right.
At whatever he does. That, as Christians, that's how we need to be. We need to be saying, I'm going to be the best son right. or daughter that I can be for my Lord.
And I think it comes with having a determination about
yes.
it. And I want to.
Yes.
Having a,
exactly.
I want to, or a hunger to say, I want to do better. I want to serve.
And that's an unction from the Holy Spirit.
You know, my dad used to stand up in church for testimony services about every Sunday night, and he'd always say, I just want to be found faithful
mm-hmm.
when God calls.
Amen.
And I've looked back over that. It was a simple, simple statement,
right?
But it still rings value
right.
today. I want to be found faithful.
Wow.
And I think how true that is, because the Lord, when he comes, will he find faith upon
right.
the earth? And he's looking for real people who's
yes.
got real faith.
Yes. He really is. He's really looking for you know, faithful servants. He's looking for, he says, his word says he's coming for a church that is looking.
Right.
That's ready for him. So how do we get ready for him? We study his word. We study to show ourselves approved is what, you know, his word says.
I think we listen.
And we listen, yes.
We listen.
Yes.
We trust and we obey. Since you're talking about my songs.
There you go.
We trust and obey.
Okay, here he goes. We've lost him again.
Oh, here we go.
Get the songbook, Josh.
That's a real song, real music here. And a real show.
But you're right. He says in 1 Corinthians 11:1, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. That's what Paul said.
Right.
So, you know, he didn't say you must be perfect. He said, strive to be perfect.
Yes.
And that's something I feel like a lot of people miss, and they think, well, I can't be perfect, so why try?
Right.
I'm just going to go live my life. But all you got to do is try. You may not be as perfect as the person sitting next to you. I know that's hard for you to. But.
So do they see us in the church world all the time? They say, man, y'all have got it together.
Yeah. Because we don't. I'd like to just say that to the listeners tonight. We do not have it all together.
Absolutely. 100% do not have it together.
No, we don't.
But, you know, we're trying.
Yes.
We're trying. We're working hard. We're committing ourselves, applying ourselves.
Right.
We're trying to let the Word produce in our life what God would have us to be.
Right.
We're in a growing process.
Right.
Because that's what sanctification is. It's a process. It's a process step by step. There's no such thing as a leap of faith.
No.
It's a step. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think sometimes that may come across as a person, there's a baby Christian in Christ who's just a new beginner, and they see, man, I don't know if I can do this. Well, the good news is we've all started at the same spot.
Absolutely, yes.
We're all
at the beginning,
falling short of the glory of God.
Yes.
For all have sinned.
Yes.
So we've all had the same beginning spot.
Yes.
And God's dealt to every man the measure of faith.
Right.
But it's when we apply and want to be real before God.
Right.
But you know, we lay ourselves out to David. We go back to David was real, man. David was an open book.
Yes.
In his word, he had his flaws, he had his hiccups, he had his shortcomings, he had his setbacks, but he was real in that.
Yes.
And so by his example, the Bible says these were written for our examples.
Mm-hmm.
To say, hey, these men of old, they messed up too.
Yes.
I mean, look at Abraham.
Yeah.
Abraham got drunk.
Yes.
I mean, Noah got drunk, he got off the ark, he grew a vineyard, and he got drunk.
Yes, he did.
You know,
he did.
And so, I mean, there's people like that in the Bible that that we aren't perfect, but we have a perfect Savior.
Right.
And we have a real, real Savior that is fervent.
Yes.
We have a Savior that is authentic.
Yes.
And I think God looks at us and just says, you know what, just be real.
Mm-hmm.
Come to me.
Yeah.
You that are burdened and heavy laden, I'll give you rest.
Right.
But he gives us the invitation to those whose life is a wreck.
Well, you're not going to have peace in the world.
No.
Like you can find in our Savior.
No, we're not.
And that's what he wants us to share with others, you know.
Right.
He sent the disciples out and said, feed my sheep.
Right.
And each one of them did it differently, but they did it.
They did it.
And they weren't perfect either.
Right.
Just like no shepherd's perfect.
They were fishermen. They were tax collectors.
Yes.
You know, they had their shortcomings as well, but God was able to point them over His business.
Yes.
I think that really speaks volumes to me tonight. That no matter where we are, God said, "I've got purpose for you."
Right.
Come to me, and I'll accept you where you are.
Yes. Yes, and He'll change us.
Yes.
He, because of the love that we have for Him, we'll want to please Him and do good and do the right, be the right kid He wants us to be.
Yes, I think that's...
Because I know He fights with me in the parking lot sometimes. Get it together before you get in there right now. You know, and it's the truth.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
It is good.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground on this. And
we have covered a lot of ground. I feel like it's been helpful. And
yes, and we hope it helps you that's listening. We want the listener to.
That's what this show's about. Try to be beneficial.
Yes, and we wish you could all be here with us. You know, in the room, but we can't. We don't have enough room in here for all 10 of you. I'm just kidding.
We're in a real tiny place.
Exactly. We are. So anyway, I think we should just have prayer. I think there's people out there that can benefit from that.
Yes.
So, Pastor, if you'd lead us in prayer.
Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, for loving us in spite of our shortcomings, in spite of our Lord, the issues in our life tonight, God. But we just come, Lord. We want to be real. We want to be open. We want to be honest. And Father, therefore tonight, God, as people are listening tonight, Lord, that they may look at us and see, man, y'all have got it all together. But Lord, we just pray tonight, God, that you will strengthen them and just continue to love them and embrace them and let your Holy Spirit draw their hearts, draw their spirits tonight, Lord, and encourage them. Lord, we want to be an encouragement, Lord, to our listeners tonight, Lord, that you bring a peace to them and a comfort tonight, Lord. Say, you know what? We're going to make it. Give them a hope tonight, Lord. Give them a hope tonight, Lord, and just wherever they're at in their walk with you tonight, God, help them to grow through your Holy Spirit, through your word, Lord, through their prayer life. Lord, let it increase abundantly. So, Father, we just thank you tonight, Lord, for this podcast. Lord, we ask your blessings to take it and put it in the right hearts, the right ears, Lord, the right networks. Father, we praise you. We give you the glory, Lord, because you are a real God. You're a real God. And Father, we honor you tonight. We bless you and we give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
That's wonderful. You know, just remember as you go through your week, you may not be perfect, mom, dad, but you're going to make it. Kids, you're going to make it. Just keep striving to be perfect as he was perfect. Amen. And that's all we can do. So I would just like to say thanks for listening to the Messiah's Misfits podcast. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening today so you don't miss an episode. It would also mean a lot if you took the time to give us a review so others can find our podcast and we can continue to serve and to teach.
The Messiah's Misfits podcast is a ministry of Yale Assembly where our mission is to build kingdom people. To find out more about Yale Assembly and our other ministries, you can go to yaleassembly.org.